man.
Greetings once again, retro game music fans. Welcome to the One Man and His Mic Shadow of the Beast special. The intro track you just heard was produced exclusively for this show by Jan Zottman, the man behind the amazing Immortal series of Amiga Remix CDs, which you can buy from c64audio.com. Right, let's start our journey through the world of Shadow of the Beast with the intro theme from the Amiga version of the game, which was composed by David Whittaker. A classic tune there. The first Shadow of the Beast game was converted to various systems, including the Commodore 64. And as it was released on cartridge, pretty much everything from the Amiga version was crammed into the old beige bread bin. It might not have looked as pretty as the Amiga version, but it sounded great, thanks to some excellent soundtracks from Frederick Siegerfalk. Thank you. And now here's a track from the PC Engine version of the game, possibly the only version to be better than the original Amiga game. It had better graphics, new animated cutscenes, and the music was great too. The soundtrack included some funky updated versions of the classic Amiga themes. Nice. That kind of reminds me of music by Mark Shreve, who was a UK synth god.
For techno buffs who are listening.
Anyway, let's have some more music from the Amiga version of Shadow of the Beast now. Here's the tune that plays when you enter the scary castle. Thank you. Believe it or not, Shadow of the Beast was also converted to the ZX Spectrum, and an almost identical version was also released on the Amstrad. Amazingly enough, the conversion by Gremlin Graphics was pretty good. Despite losing almost all the colours, they managed to pack in all the levels and monsters, and even some of the music. Lovely. Right, let's go back to the awesome PC Engine version of Shadow of the Beast now. Here's the soundtrack from the forest level. We'll be right back. And that's all from the first Shadow of the Beast game, I'm afraid. But before I end this part of the show, I've got a bit of a curio to play you. When is a beast not a beast? When it's a demon. The Amiga game Wrath of the Demon was very similar to Shadow of the Beast, with its colourful graphics, smooth parallax scrolling, and baddies that you could kill with a single well-placed punch. It even had music by David Whittaker using the Shadow of the Beast instruments. Here's the title tune from the Amiga version of Wrath of the Demon. Now let's move on to Shadow of the Beast 2, which dispensed with some of the pretty graphics in favour of more puzzles, some of which were pretty damn tricky. The musical reins were handed over to Tim Wright for the Amiga version, and this was actually Tim's first commercial Amiga project. The track you're about to hear is the unreleased title tune from Shadow of the Beast 2. It was too big to include in the Amiga game, so Tim had to use the cut-down version you can hear in the background. Here's how the title tune should have sounded. superb stuff. And how good were those electric guitar samples? The next track is a bit of an obscurio, if that's a real word. It was featured on the Psygnotic soundtrack CD, which was a freebie disc bundled in with the Psygnosis game Microcosm. This track was also used in the FM Towns and Sega CD versions of Beast 2, and it sounds something like this.
Halt, stranger. No one passes through our wood.
Now let's have an in-game tune from the Amiga version of Shadow of the Beast 2. This is the first track you hear when you start your quest to rescue your sister from Zelek in the land of Karamoon.
Hello, sir. Welcome to the Karamoon Oasis. Would you care for some ale for only 15 gold pieces?
No thanks, mate. Let's stay with the Amiga version for now. Here's one of my favourite tunes from Beast 2. It's the one that plays when you reach the Goblin's hideout.
Intruder!
Track from the Sega CD version of the game now, which was also used in the FM Towns version. For the final confrontation with Zelek, this version drops the usual bongo-tastic music in favour of an exciting and slightly cheesy up-tempo track. Let's rock!
You won't escape now, mortal!
yeah.
Well, that's about it from Beast 2, I'm afraid. But I'm going to squeeze in one more track, as it's so damn good. Here's the classic Game Over theme from the Amiga version. Now our quest continues in Shadow of the Beast 3. This game only saw the light of day on the Amiga, and incorporated the pretty graphics from the first Beast game with the puzzles from the second. Your character Arbron was no longer a half-man, half-goat type thing. He looked more like an Indy Jones type character. Anyway, here's a fantastic arrangement of the Beast 3 title tune, which was remixed by Tim Wright for the Immortal 2 CD. Now available from c64audio.com.
Thank you.
a track from level 1 of Beast 3 now. In this section of the game, you had to fight your way past some goblin-type guys, and shove a big tasty joint of meat under a swinging spiky slab. You then had to free a ravenous beastie, who would make a beeline for the meat, and then get squished by the slab, enabling you to get past it. Teehee! I love the next tune. It's from the second level of the game, where you must explore Fort Dalmore and solve various puzzles in order to find Pendek's mace. I've got a real treat for you now. Up next is an unused track from Shadow of the Beast 3. This was sent to me years ago on a floppy disk by Tim Wright. And why it wasn't included in the game, I don't know, as it's excellent. Anyway, enjoy this rare, unreleased track from Shadow of the Beast 3. And that's it, I'm afraid. Your quest is over. Your sister is safe. Zelek and Malatoth are dead. You are no longer cursed. All is well in the world of Karamoon. To round off this show, I'm going to play you the game complete theme from Beast 3. I hope you've enjoyed my romp through the Shadow of the Beast trilogy. See you in the future.
goodbye.